All right, update on the injury report. David Bruton did not participate today, ankle. Laurenti McCray was limited today, knee. Luis Vasquez was limited today, rib cage. Brandon McManus was full, groin. Virgil Green, concussion, was cleared, full. Quentin Carter, knee, full. Danny Trevathan, knee, full. Any questions?
How did Danny Trevathan knee full look out there?
Oh, good, good. He looked real good. He looked good Monday as well, so it's good to have him back.
Can you see the excitement on him, when you were taken away for a while now back out there?
Yeah, I think, if a guy goes through all the camp, gets injured, in training camp and, watches his teammates play three games, that's hard. So he's very happy to be back.
Coach, your history with Tom Moore goes back all the way to the Steelers. Uh-huh. Can you talk about what's given him such longevity and your relationship with him?
Well, I think the fact that he's coaching three Super Bowls, that usually gives you some longevity. And he's had tremendous success wherever he's been. I know as a young coach, 1989 with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Tom was our offensive coordinator. And even his most recent, before he went to Arizona, when we acquired Peyton, I had him come in and spend some time with our offensive staff and, kind of understand a little bit what Peyton's was accustomed to and whatnot offensively, and he's a damn good football coach.
You guys have had such success coming out of the bye week, before you, after you. What is the reason for success for teams coming out of bye week? Is it all about the players, or at the extra time? Or?
It's hard to say. If you look at the NFL every week in and week out, and we had the opportunity to sit and watch, teams last weekend, you got to show up to play, everybody's capable. It's hard to win in this league, regardless if it's after a bye, before a bye, or, tag you guys want to put on it. They're all tough. So, we're trying to win every time we go out there.
As a football lifer, Foxy, what does the number 500 touchdown passes mean or say to you?
Obviously somebody's played for a long time. If he's throwing them, it's at the quarterback position. I think, it's greatness, and so if somebody reaches that kind of statistic in their career, it's pretty remarkable.
Have you had any contact with Dennis Allen?
Yeah, I talked with Dennis, 2 nights ago. He's a heck of a football coach. I know that because I worked with him. It's unfortunate. It's part of our business. Every week half the teams lose. So you accumulate that over time. Not everybody makes it. But he'll get a job soon, and I'm sure I'll have great success.
After a couple seasons of having injuries or suspensions, this week having all your starters or the projected starters back on the field at the same time, what kind of boost is that for the team?
Well, I think, you want to be at full strength. Unfortunately, in this league, not everybody is. And so, I mentioned every year, you need some good breaks, and injuries is part of those good breaks and being healthy. So, like I mentioned a year ago, we had seven guys on IR that were starters, then, and we made it to the Super Bowl. So, again, we'll just knock on wood and try to remain healthy.
Does it allow you to do anything differently on defense, having every weapon that you were hoping to have on the field at the same time?
Or? Not really anything different, just hopefully better.
What have you seen from their defense? They lose a guy like Dockett, Abraham, and they've got a lot of guys out. What have you seen them be able to do?
Well, they're fifth in the league in defense, second in scoring defense after 3 weeks. You see big, physical. They're very hard to run against. They got two as good a cover corners as there are in the league. So they have the makings of a top five defense. And regardless of the injuries, they're still very productive.
Have you seen the same thing from their offense when Stanton or Palmer play?
They don't change their offense. They're going to run the same plays. And, it looks very familiar, to the old Steelers days. They run call mash or power. They're going to get in 3-by-1 sets a lot, and they're going to establish the run, and they're going to take shots down the field. They're going to take 7 or 8 a game.
You see Brian Shaw and guys from the Nuggets here. I guess what's it like having guys from they're starting their camp, but they want to come out and watch you practice.
Well, I think, you know, again, you know, when you're in the same city, regardless of what sport it is, you're going to be very supportive of, you know, all the other sports in town. I remember Ty when he was at Chapel Hill, and, you know, he's a point guard. A point guard in basketball is a little bit like a quarterback in football. So, you know, I thought it was important. You know, they thought it was important to have the opportunity to come out and watch us work and hopefully take something from it.